Titled "The Human Cost of Insurgent Attacks in Afghanistan," the new report documents how anti-government forces in Afghanistan have dramatically stepped up suicide bombings and other attacks against civilians since early 2006. Human Rights Watch Asia Director Sam Zarifi helped prepare the report.
We've seen 6 times as many suicide bombings in 2006 than in 2005, and this is a tactic that had been previously unseen in Afghanistan. There is a new, more radical culture among the Taliban and among Hezb-e Islami that increasingly doesn't take into account the life of Afghan civilians.
Based on interviews with surviving victims and the families of attack victims and a survey of records, the report documents how insurgent forces have repeatedly singled out non-combatants or posed as civilians to launch attacks on ISAF and Afghan forces. Such actions, says the report, violate established international protocols on the conduct of war.
This is a major violation of the laws of war, because the whole point of the laws of war is to distinguish between civilians and combatants. Because when reprisals come, NATO, our government forces, can't distinguish between civilians and the Taliban or Hezb-e Islami. And as a result, that places civilians in greater jeopardy.
Zarifi says Human Rights Watch will not hesitate to call ISAF and Afghan forces to account when their actions threaten civilian lives. But he says his group has found no evidence that either of those forces has ever intentionally targeted civilians.
We have criticized international and Afghan government forces where it's appropriate, but it's the Taliban who are responsible for the vast majority of civilian deaths.
Those targeting civilians, says Zarifi, do not intend to win sympathy for their cause. Their aim is to terrorize the entire civilian population of Afghanistan in the hope it will lose faith in the government's ability to protect it. For producer George Dwyer, Jim Bertel, VOA News.